What should Microsoft say to OpenOffice applications? Now, I've never made much of an effort to hide the fact that I am a Microsoft fanboy, and I didn't even cringe as I said that statement. Let's face it, anyone over 35 remembers the old days of computing when we had multiple operating systems running what we then called productivity tools. These early systems didn't talk to each other, they were not friendly, and when you upgraded, you often had an opportunity to start over. To this day, I still have files on floppy disks written on proprietary systems, and the hardware is long gone. Yeah, I remember the good old days. With my own personal and jaded history of computers, I look at the current threats to Microsoft Office with a bit of a smile. Why do I smile? Because they are nothing more than copies of past versions of Office. Read, The Biggest Kid in School, aka Big Companies, for my first post on this topic. Now, why on earth would anyone want an old knockoff copy of Microsoft Office? Simple, it's good enough. And as an educator, good enough is not a statement I like to hear from my students. However, when you're looking at shelling out several hundred dollars on an application for basic word processing and presentation, good enough may really be good enough. Take a look at good enough. Check out OpenOffice, StarOffice, Google Docs, ThinkFree, and Symfony. Knowing that Microsoft Office has 90% or higher install base, and the biggest competition in Microsoft Office is older versions of Office, what could Microsoft do to lessen the competition from these knockoff versions? Lower the price on Office 2007? Nah. Better market the reduced price of Office 2007 for students and teachers? That would help. Or, they could allow you and me to download older versions of Office without charge. That's right. They could give away the older versions of software. Why not? If knockoffs of Office 97 and Office 2000 are good enough, why would anyone ever want to install a knockoff if they could get the real thing for the same price? Microsoft is no longer selling the old version, and if a person were going to use a knockoff, Microsoft would be better off if that person was using their old product. You also need to consider parents who wish to buy a used computer for their children. I would rather have my child become proficient on a tool she is most likely to use in her future, even if it's two versions back. Would this stop people from buying the most current version of Office? In some cases, maybe, but my money's on the fact that many people want what is new, while others want to enjoy the new features, or in the case of Office 2007, the improved user interface. In closing, we also need to remember I am an educator, not a lawyer. Would the DOJ consider this an unfair business practice? Maybe, but I think making a copy or a clone of an older version of Office and giving it away isn't exactly fair either. Finally, I'm not anti-open source. However, it is tough to pay the mortgage when you give all your work away. Like you, I have a day job too.